Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, thank you, Adora. Now, you know, today marks the beginning of the Chinese New Year. According to the lunar calendar, it is the year of the ox. In the Chinese horoscope, the ox represents perseverance, patience, and balance, and hard work. We wondered what foods would pair well with the ox. That is part of the celebration of the Lunar New Year. And to help us answer that question and to give us a taste, a real taste of the Chinese New Year, is Eddie Chan. He's a catering manager at the Sweet and Tart here in New York. And he's brought in some food for us to try. And Eddie, I've noticed that you put the food closer to Adora.
And it's that's so beautiful. Not right. It's so not colorful. Right. You've got red and greens in there.
Now, I know that this is a really busy time for you, so we were lucky to nab you at all this morning. Talk to us for a minute. Why is food so key to the celebration of the Lunar New Year?
Okay, well, thank you for having me, first of all.
Yes.
Yeah, it has been really busy. A lot of Lunar New Year parties at this time of year. And a lot of what we do is we cater and host parties for families that come together at this time of year. And
that's a key part of the New Year's Eve celebration,
yeah.
Right?
Much like gatherings in Thanksgiving or Christmas, where there's a big meal at the center of it all. And what's interesting is that a lot of these dishes that we have during Chinese New Year's, the significance in them really is really in the name or in the name of the ingredients used.
Well, give me an example of what you have over there closer to
sure.
Adora.
Okay, so what I have here is a dried oyster and black moss seaweed dish,
which
is pretty traditional. It's one of the more, I guess, auspicious dishes that we have during this time of year. It's very...
black oyster. So that
dried
means,
oysters.
Dried oyster.
With black
okay.
moss seaweed, yes.
Okay. And what is it about the seaweed? That's supposed to connote something.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, the name of this dish in Cantonese is fa choy ho si. Okay, so that's sort of a punny play on the actual words that would or the characters used for the ingredients, actually. So fat choy is actually the word for seaweed, the seaweed used.
Right.
But it's a play. The name itself, fat choy, is the play on it, and that's prosperity. So it's got a very similar sounding
So
name.
We're talking about puns that taste good.
And that has to do with the year of the ox specifically, right?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I struggled a bit to find something very specific to the year of the ox. And I'm sure there are. It's just in the hurry trying to prepare dishes, we came across what's readily available and readily kind of made popular year after year, regardless of what year it is. And there are these dishes that are pretty
What is the year of the ox, though? There's some particular meaning to that as opposed to the year of the monkey or the year of the goat.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Catherine touched on that. And each animal in the zodiac symbolizes a different thing. And,
so the ox, it's supposed to be steady. You know, it
yes.
pulls the plow along. It helps the earth give us these gifts.
Got it.
So in other words, mellow, right, as compared to some of the other animals that are there for the choice.
That's kind of... the rock kind of.
Okay, now the oyster, the dried oyster, I think Adora should taste one of those. I'll pay for that later.
Yeah, okay.
Let's talk some more about the lucky food.
Sure.
I see shrimp over
yes,
there?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Okay, what is with that shrimp?
Okay, so this shrimp dish, it's shrimp and water chestnuts, Chinese
Ooh.
Water chestnuts. And again, a play on a name.
Yeah, see, that she'll go for. I like
My
that.
Hand is out.
Yeah, no one could see that. The little hand came out.
Okay,
so the shrimp and the water chestnut. What's the pun here? What's the homonym?
Not so much a pun, yeah. really. More.
Oh, stop it.
More metaphorical, even mm-hmm. allegorical, kind of. It's the name for that is Long Ma Jing San.
Yes.
In Chinese. And Long is the character for dragon. And that's symbolized or represented by the shrimp. Usually it's a lobster, okay, but here we have shrimp representing.
Hey, you know,
it.
It's a recession. Yeah, you got to cut
go.
Back.
Thank
it
you. Thank
is
you so much.
Absolutely yummy.
Oh, thank you so
yummy.
Much.
Yummy.
Yummy. And ma tai is the word for water chestnut, and the word ma symbolizes horse. So you have the dragon and the horse, and that's sort of like the vivacity of the two animals, and that's what this dish represents.
Okay, and it also helps people sort of wish for what they want in the year ahead, right? You eat your wishes, as it were.
Yeah, it's like a well-wishing, this naming of these dishes.
Okay, yeah. And so what else? Do we have anything else over there?
We do. We have a rice pudding cake here. And this is
now
also
that says
really
breakfast to me. Okay.
It does breakfast dessert. For either. It's called Ningo, and that literally translates to year cake, if you will. But there's another.
I think that should be every year, the year of the cake.
The year of the cupcake is what I'm gunning for. But go ahead.
There is a punny name for it. It's called a Bo Bo Go Sing. And what that really means, another well-wishing, is that kind of a step-by-step advancement in your career, and it has that significance. So, yeah.
Now, there's many days, actually, to this celebration.
There are, yes.
So what's coming up, say, today or tomorrow?
Well, today is the day. It's the new year. I know tomorrow has some significance as well, the 2nd, as well as the 7th. I don't know exactly why.
So tonight, all over the world, as it were, you know, depending on when night falls, families are going to be gathering together. What's going to be the one thing you know will probably be on every table, or they'll try to have it?
Definitely the rice cake. That's pretty common. It's easy to make. In fact, I mean, it's a whole day long celebration versus just getting together for a meal tonight. It probably started way early in the morning, just like kids would open Christmas presents.
Right.
They await their red envelopes with, you know, lucky money. That's a tradition as well. Yeah.
Oh, Eddie Chan, we could just go on and on. I want to wish you a very prosperous Year of the Ox. Thank you. Sounds like you're off to a start with all the catering jobs.
All right.
That is Eddie Chan. He's catering manager at the Sweet and Tart Restaurants here in New York, talking about the Chinese New Year.
And Catherine, you got to try one of those shrimps.
Yeah, over by you.
No, exactly. Right by me. But I'll share. I'm a good sharer sometimes.
Ooh, okay. That's good to know.
And as you know, Catherine, we've been talking about Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich because today his impeachment trial begins in Illinois. And he's been comparing himself to Nelson Mandela and Gandhi. Some people say delusions of grandeur at best. So we've been asking you, what do you think, Blagojevich, or anyone else in the news? Who should he be comparing himself to? One of our listeners writes in to say Governor Rod Blagojevich should definitely be compared to Alfred E. Newman of Mad Magazine fame. What, me? Worry? What historical figure should Blagojevich or anyone else in the news be compared to? Give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. And here's a thought on a takeaway.
There clearly is a need for Hispanics to flex the muscle, and the question is whether they will and can this year.
That's Jibby Martinez, political contributor, talking about how the more than 10 million Latino voters who voted for Barack Obama can translate that vote into influence in the Obama administration. And, well, we thought we'd throw another takeaway at you.
The people in the Obama administration believe, and I think they're probably right on this, that governments historically make lousy bank managers.
Well, we'll see if history will repeat itself. That's David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partners at The New York Times and author of The Inheritance, The World Obama Confronts and the Challenges to American Power. We're always on. If you missed anything, take our podcast to go. You can see that full interview. You can listen to that full interview with David Sanger. Subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes. I'm Adora Udoji. Catherine Lanfer is in for John Hockenberry. Thank you, Catherine. And this is The Takeaway.